This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you haven't heard, the Phillies game is postponed tonight. Until tomorrow, it'll be a 1:10 game and a 6 o'clock game. So if you had tickets for tonight's game, that game will be tomorrow night. And if you have tickets for tomorrow's 1:10 game, you will be fine. And if you were going to go for the fireworks tonight, you're going to get fireworks tomorrow night. So everything's good. And if you were looking forward to seeing Chris Sanchez tonight, you're going to see him tomorrow night.
And you're going to see McCabe tomorrow in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. How many home runs do you think he's going to give up?
Ooh, so let's see. Arise will not. Jackson Merrill feels like at least 450 off of him.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Tatis.
Yep.
I'll say
Machado.
Two. I'll say two. Nah. Two? I'll say two. The line's 2.5, though.
The line's 2.5 home. Oh, you're saying the line of 2.5
yes,
home runs.
Yes,
oh, geez Louise. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who was better last year, Zach Bond or Quinyon Mitchell? Unfortunately for Elliot, 81.8% say Zach Bond. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and my man Jack.
What's up, Tasty Kate?
Well, Ike, I wanted to call. So the morning show this morning, they were, I felt as though, putting a lot of propaganda out that everybody, including YouTube, bailed on Jack. So I actually
called. Oh, we didn't bail on Jack.
Well, that's what they were saying, Spike, for daggone sure. And
I got to start listening to this morning show.
There's no chance.
And so I called it. And another thing is, did you talk to a guy? I listened to the show yesterday. I don't know if it's when my doctor called. Did you talk to a guy named Anthony yesterday, Spike?
Oh, yeah.
And he lit you up like a Christmas tree?
Well, he didn't light me up. You sound like an idiot.
I find that hard to believe. You and Ike are elite debaters.
So they brought this up on the morning show, what you're saying?
They're masters at debating.
By the way, this guy, your Anthony from New Jersey, has been sitting on hold for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of guy Anthony is.
He's busy.
Yeah, he called up yesterday talking about, like, let's tell you this, Tasty Cake. You love this show, right? And we appreciate you for loving this show. You have never talked about any of us the way that this lunatic was talking about DeCamera. Like, the way that he talked about him was like a child talks about their hero or something. It was honestly one of the most embarrassing phone calls I've ever heard. I didn't even know how to respond to him because he was such a loser, you know?
Well, so anyway, I wanted to call and tell Joe that, and what I said was, I'm more confident in Jack than ever after this. And then Richie got on me and said, how could you possibly say that? And Spike, my retort was, everybody jumped off OKC. The Pacers won the first game and everybody, but the cream rises to the top.
Like, there you go.
And Jack is the cream.
Yep.
Now,
well,
Spike, I got to tell you something else. Yep. I definitely want to tell you this. I've been listening to this station for 30 years. Like,
yeah.
I ain't never heard a hatchet job. That dude from Pittsburgh, the way he hammered a coach of the Steelers.
Filippone?
Killed him.
Yeah, he can't stand Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a Tomlin guy. Okay.
Yeah. Killed him.
Yeah.
Total demise of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 100%. Well, first of all, he ripped the owner saying that the guy's a puppet and does whatever Mike Tomlin said. All of the...
hot takes out there in Pittsburgh.
Well, Filippone's a good host, man. He doesn't hold back.
Mike Tomlin, who I would say is a definite top 10 coach, right, Ike?
He's top 10. Oh, reputation, not in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Ike's been critical of Mike Tomlin.
I respect his resume, but I think he's living off more of his resume. And not having a losing record, that's fine. But you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's about postseason. And he hasn't done anything in the postseason for 9 years. And I got a few Pittsburgh Steelers fans that feel the same way. They were ready for Tomlin to go after last year. So all I'm saying is there are some Pittsburgh people that are a little tired, just like we got tired of Andy Reid. I mean, there are some people that – how long has Mike Tomlin been there?
Oh, but 20 years?
It's like, because Bill Cowher retired after the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, Tomlin's been there about since 06 then.
There you go. Almost 20 years.
Almost
19
years.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got a Super Bowl in the books.
He does. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Billick also won a Super Bowl, and nobody thinks he's a great coach. I'm not saying Tomlin's not a great coach, but at some point, like...
Is what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And think about this. If he were here, how long do you think a coach would last here without winning a playoff game for 9 years?
Yeah, not very well.
You know what I mean? Our fans wouldn't be all that happy about having a coach.
He'd be walking around with a red hiney all the time. Right?
I mean, yeah.
Man, but Jack, you are my man.
Yep.
Always. And you're gonna dominate in this baseball thing.
Yeah, the confidence is growing and the backbone is getting stuck.
There we go. Just gotta throw strikes.
I might have to hate listen to the morning show.
The thing that surprises me the most, Spike, is what I liked most for a long time about that morning show is I really thought Rhea knew what she was talking. I don't know what's up with Rhea, but
it's disappointing.
I mean, like, she's really hard on Jack, and it's turn off.
Yeah,
I'm a Rhea fan. Like, I'm a Rhea fan.
Yeah, I was too.
She can't talk about my like the Jack quits nonsense. And, I don't like that. The one that pushes my button is the weak minded. I really don't like that.
Like, I don't like it either.
Can I tell you something that's weak minded? Hosting a show and not letting you know, having everyone have to prop you up and tell you how good you are all the time. You know, it's weak-minded, being so scared that nobody's going to call that you give out the phone number 7,000 times a show. Like, you know, come on. You want to talk weak-minded? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to talk weak-minded? You talk weak-minded? Yeah. Beat the Hammer is basically fixed. Go ahead. Pick something he doesn't know. I mean, like, pick a topic outside of, you know, the 1992 Phillies for once. For Christ's sake, you know?
Like, who named him the Hammer? Like, how did
himself.
That...
Himself.
Now, in fairness.
Yeah, that's a violation. You can't.
Yeah.
As a guy that's had a nickname for a little bit, you don't.
You well, if you're great, you can nickname yourself.
Nickname yourself. That's violation.
Yeah, that's a Howard rule. That's why LeBron can't be the king and he can. Pete Rose gave him the name. All right. I got it. All right, Tasty Cake. Thanks for calling,
all right,
buddy.
Love you guys.
Oh, man.
See you, man. I said 92 Phillies because it was random.
Yes.
As opposed to 93 Phillies, which
yes,
everybody
he knows
would know.
The 93
Phillies. Yes.
Come on, man. Work with him, man.
Yeah. He's got correcting me on the 93 Phillies. You weren't even alive.
On Spike's fasting day?
Yeah. All right.
Why?
Just talk about your hookup with an HVAC.
Yeah, listen, man.
You know, you got a guy.
I always have wanted a guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so jealous. People are like, oh, I got a guy for this. I got a guy for that. Well, thankfully, I got a guy for when your AC system is on the fritz. See what I did there?
Get it?
Need AC? I got a guy. Christian Home Services has you covered with all your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. The guys at Christian came out a couple weeks ago to the house, hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service, parts, and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they've got the best service in the business and a team you can trust. Did you know 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install? That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. They got a lot of great stuff going on this summer. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for over 18 months. Or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. And that's important because right now you got to celebrate the 4th of July worry-free. Schedule your service before the heat and the holiday are here. Christian Home Services, now you've got a guy. They've got me covered and they got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
Oh, get it when your AC is on the fritz.
Yeah.
Get it. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG.
OG.
Well, let me give y'all my Canadian.
Okay. Yeah,
off,
first.
Yep. A lot.
Yeah. Is it OG Wade?
No, not today.
Okay.
It's the greatest basketball player that I've ever seen in terms of skill set, and that's Kyrie Irving. Yeah.
What?
Was he born in Brooklyn?
What the hell are you talking about,
no,
OG?
I thought he was born in Australia.
No. Nah,
wasn't he?
Canadian. Canadian. Yeah.
Are you sure, man?
Yeah, I always do all this stuff, man. I guess this stuff way before.
I've never heard Kyrie been born in Canada.
He was born in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, he was born in Canada. Just take my word for it.
Irving was born in Melbourne, Australia on March 23rd, 1992. Australia and Canada are on different parts of the planet.
The world.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was the same thing.
No.
See, there you go, man. Just throwing stuff out. I'm like, Kyrie's from Canada?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Yes. And Jack. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Listen, right? It's mindset. That's what Jalen Hurts used to win. Mindset.
Certainly didn't use his arm.
No, apparently Bryce Harper ain't used
it. Oh, just take it. All right.
And I want to say this, too, right? Because there's a lot of stuff going on this station. And we want to sit up here and act like today's show is all about Jack and Canadians who... No. Let's get to the real damn topic.
Okay? What's that?
Bryce Harper is scaling Joel Embiid right now. Because I'm saying, he got an injury that we don't know when it's going to be better. How, even if we got any longevity in Bryce Harper, same thing with Joel Embiid. Ain't won a championship yet. He's highest paid in the entire city. Still wants an extension. And now can't hit a home run. But like Pound Cake said today, he can move players around the bases. So is that what we want in our so-called best player?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on. That ain't going to work. That dog ain't going to hunt.
That's okay. That's another pound cake saying right there.
Yeah. That dog ain't going to hunt. And then the other thing is this here, right?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Is that we have to – when y'all do these little lists, see, y'all think y'all slick. You know what I'm saying? That's why this is my show, and I need to come and take over the damn production room because you do these little top 11s during baseball season. You know why you do that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you can get people to put Wheeler on there, Bryce on there.
No.
If you would have did it during
People would murder us if we did it during football season.
Who the hell would do a top 11 list during football season?
They would murder us.
Yeah, I know. Y'all do it just to get some time. Yeah.
The summer.
It's the summertime, OG.
Jeez Louise, man.
Hey, Jack, right about now, you ain't got a voice.
I got plenty of voice. I got plenty of bark. I got plenty of bite.
And Spike, you know what? You got your little spice going on because you fasted and everything. You snap it on everything.
Dude, I'm like, it's 800 calories. It's not enough.
How are you doing it?
Yeah.
Why are you asking? Why are you wanting to know?
I'm going to have to get a pretzel tonight. I'm going to have to break it. I was thinking about it, and then they already delayed doors opening to this concert because of the thunderstorm.
Oh, man. You'd be out there all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, OG.
All right, brother. See you, man.
Justin in Tennessee. Haven't heard from you in a while, feller.
I'm just
What's happening, fellas? I'm telling you what, man. It sucks because Phil's kind of take it out, and then instead of working 4 10s, I'm working 5 10s now. I'm working 50 hours a week now.
There you go. And get that money.
Boys, I tell you what, I'd rather drink turpentine piss on a brush for. Give me 40 hours and let me go home. It's too hot for this. It's hotter than a 3-pecker billy goat in a field full of nanny buds. I'm telling you,
what the hell does that mean?
See, the fake ones I come up with are not that
They're
far
not
away.
They're not that far off?
Yeah.
Well,
you're taller
on.
Than a 2-tweeter thing with 6 ding dongs and a cold pecker.
He said a 3-pecker billy goat anyway, in a what?
I wanted to call yesterday to back my boy so bad I couldn't stand it, but I couldn't because, like y'all said, Phil's game came on early and y'all had leading off and everything. But, man, Jack, baseball next week, clear your mind. It's the same game you played since you was a little boy, man. Go out there and dominate. Don't throw no high and tight. Just let him know you're there and he ain't going to touch you. He can't touch you. He's going to try to squat like Ricky Henderson. Like there was, I seen a video actually of some kid in Little League went up and he squatted. His hind end was nearly touching the ground and the kid threw a pitch and threw his arms up. But the umpire said, Steve Reich right there. That kid squatted. He was madder than a wet hen, boy. He didn't know what to do. Just let him squat. If you got a good ump, that ump's just going to call it. He's going to say, no, you don't bat like that. You've got it, man. Wire his ass out from pillar to post. Strike him out.
What, you say wire or where?
four times?
Yeah, he's got to get on base four times.
Three times is a push?
Sure.
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah.
You got this, Jack. Same game you played, dude. The Bloomsburg legend's going to unleash next Wednesday, boys. I'll do my best. I don't know what time the Phils play next Tuesday or if they do. I'll call you back Tuesday and pump you up a little more, son.
There
Keep
we go.
Going. I'll do a Rios if Rios can't call. I'll bring down the Thunder like I did a time or two during that Super Bowl run because we're still the champs, you know. I mean, this, you know, it's what do you call it? The Eagles.
Elitism.
The Eagles. Elitism, yeah. I'm an Eagle elitist. You know?
Okay.
I mean, sure enough, me and I, are we still champs, Ike?
Damn right.
Yeah, we ain't even got the rings yet, have we?
Nope. That's next week, I believe. Or was that 2 weeks?
We're still the champs.
And still the champs.
I'm sorry. I know, like I said, it's been so long since I called, but can I back up on something I wanted to tell y'all last week? I know Spike kind of frowns on it.
What?
Me being a five-hole guy, good. Can I back
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, on the 2000s thing with the best movies of the 2000s. I've got two.
Oh, here we go.
Ike needs to watch. No joke, dude.
Okay.
Sicario and Sicario 2.
Oh, Sicario's awesome. I love Sicario. Yeah.
What type of movie is that?
It's an action movie.
Yeah, it's about the drug trade over the Mexican border.
They're phenomenal, Ike. You'll love them. And, Jack, the one you have to watch is called Everybody Wants Some. David Linklater movie. It's phenomenal. You've seen that, right, Spike? Everybody
I have. I think Jack would like that.
Jack would love Everybody Wants Some.
Yeah,
okay. Have you seen F1 yet, Spike?
I did. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was. It didn't reinvent the wheel, but I thought it was a good flick.
Seems like you got a lot of time on your hands.
My wife was away again this weekend, so I just went to the movies. I like that Cineplex in Somerdale. It's a nice little theater over there.
There ain't a thing in the world wrong with going to the movies by yourself.
Nope.
You do it all the time on my old job. I'd get off work at 4:30 and go catch a matinee on the way home, face something I wanted to see. It's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You ain't weird. You ain't goofy. I'd do it today if I could, but I'm too tired. My most famous Canadian, John Candy. I know somebody's probably already
That's a good
I've
one.
Been in and out listening, but John Candy's mine. And guess what, boys? I love y'all. I mean, well,
love you too.
You got
all
right,
Justin.
Jack. Bust his eyes next week.
There you go. And John Candy is from Canada, unlike Kyrie Irving, who is from Australia, which is far away from there.
Yep. Unlike Al, who's from Boston.
Yep.
Yeah, I went
but
to
has go- a Canadian flag for some reason.
Yeah, I went to go see F1 by myself at the Cinemark in Somerdale. Love that theater. Like that theater. It's a nice theater. Yeah, I liked it. F1. It's exciting.
Who's the star in it?
Brad Pitt. It's my guy.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good flick. Text line, we have text line, right? Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Why would Spike subject himself to all this bull? With foods and stuff. Is he trying to only be like 100 pounds? I don't get it. Dude, he seems like a cool guy, but men enjoy life. Eat some real food. Dude, I'm gonna try and I've been on a steady diet of hamburger, steak, wings, and beer for 30 years, and I'm gorgeous. A real text from the text line today.
Is that a real text?
Yeah.
Do you have time to play it again?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. It's a real text.
Well, I was waiting for a punchline.
There's no punchline.
Now that I didn't get it, I want to hear it again.
Why would Spike subject himself to all this bull with foods and stuff? Is he trying to only be like 100 pounds? I don't get it. Dude, he seems like a cool guy, but men enjoy life. Eat some real food. Dude, I'm going to try and I've been on a steady diet of hamburger, steak, wings, and beer for 30 years, and I'm gorgeous. A real text from the text line today.
And I'm gorgeous. Oh, man, what is next?
We're supposed to look up to this guy? Walker and Sutton.
Oh, that is rough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
And you're paying their cell bill and they're texting.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Well, maybe my parents are paying.
Right? Oh, right. Sure.
Still on their plan.
Yep. What's next?
The responses to Yoshi trying to get everyone mad by bringing up the morning show talking trash certainly varied. Ike, that ain't right. Jack, that's mean. Spike, poops on the hood of James Seltzer's car. Mike in Havertown.
Yeah, that got me going.
That got
it?
You going there pretty good. That was good. That was a good Spike rant there. It got me going. I was pumped up. I'm ready to kick somebody's butt.
Yep.
Physically.
We got to win this, Jack.
Yeah.
I wish there was something I could do for you, buddy. Like,
there's nothing,
personally.
There's nothing you can do for
me. Yeah, I wish there was something I could do.
Just got to go out there and shove. Yep. I got to let him hang.
Yep. Let him hang. Hang to your knees, buddy.
Oh.
What's next?
Upper thigh.
Okay, there you go.
That Zach Wheeler argument with Elliot was so intense that I think I need two thimbles of soup. Spike later this evening.
Two thimbles of soup.
I'm pretty excited to eat my soup right after this before I go over to the concert. Yeah, before I go. I was actually kind of happy that they pushed back the doors opening at the Man because I was like, I can relax and eat my soup.
Are you at the Man Theater?
Yeah, the Man. The awesome. Man Theater for Performing Arts. Yeah.
Nice. Now, is it there. How big is this soup?
Oh, it's only one cup of water.
Jeez.
Yeah. Are you warming it up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to be alive at the end of the week?
Dude, I'm going to be good.
You got to do this?
Through Thursday.
Goodness gracious.
Thursday's going to be, especially on Bryce Harper Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just going to light in, lay into him.
He actually sucks.
Yep. Oh, man. I don't eat breakfast, but Friday morning, ooh. I might eat a bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm a vegan. What's next?
I'm not sure I even know what arbitration is now. Dave Dombrowski.
That was classic.
Fair enough.
That was classic.
Yep. What's next?
Not tonight, honey. These TJ Watt stats aren't going to analyze themselves. Ike, later tonight.
Oh, man.
Dude, we're talking about something completely unrelated. And Ike goes, hold on, TJ Watt.
Yep.
I was locked in, man. Yep. Sometimes when you see the numbers, they're jarring. You're like, hold on, I didn't realize he was this good.
Jack's like, Phil's game's canceled tonight. Ike's like, he's better than Myles Garrett. What's next?
HIPAA violation or something? Andy Reid hearing Herb disclose his tipping habits.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to say what somebody else.
Yeah.
We might need to delay Herb till next week.
He was mad about the tipping situation with Andy, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely was mad about that.
Yep.
He got that $100 and he immediately started thinking, hold on, Andy only gave me 20.
Yep. What's next?
20 years ago.
The evolution of Spike. 3 months ago, just so you know, guys, I do 250 push-ups a week. 3 weeks ago, I've now added a weighted backpack to my 250 push-ups. 3 hours ago, I'm only eating soup. Frank and Ardmore.
I also started doing Yoshi's the way he told me to do the push-ups instead of the way I was doing.
With close hands?
No, he said instead of doing the sets of 50, like 15 minutes apart, just do them to failure, wait 30 seconds, do them to failure again, wait 30 seconds, do it. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow.
So I look the same, though. So what are you going to do? Broads is next is the rumor. So
puck it up for an hour?
Oh, yeah. He's going to yell at you for 4 hours.
He doesn't seem too happy about what the Flyers have done.
No. Nobody liked that trade up and who they drafted at 12.
We had a good time at the draft
Puck It Up Party was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, Ike loved it when the guy came up to me. He's like, hey, Spike, you got to lay off my guy Jalen Hurts. I'm like, oh, my God.
Happened at least three times. Yeah. Like, three or four times.
The last guy was like, oh, come on, man, not here. All right, Broads is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow in between Phillies games. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.